gets ready to kick it away for the green wave. Celestino is back deep. Okay. It's right down the middle of the field. It's over the head of Celestino. It bounces, and it stops just short of the goal line. Celestino has to pick it up and start upfield, and now he gets to the outside with blockers. Celestino off to the races down the near sideline. Celestino tracked down from behind. La Rosa can't get him. He's gone at the 10. Stiff arm the 5. It's a 99-yard touchdown return for P.J. Celestino.
I can't believe it. No way that just happened.
Oh, my word.
No way that just happened. Has this kid got some feet?
Celestino let the kick go over his head, thinking it would reach the end zone. It stopped on the 1. He picked it up, and Abington had over-pursued. He got by the first man, and there was nobody on the near sideline to stop him.
All right, we are live in studio now with the Rockland Bulldogs, Division 6 champions. And let's start with this. We spoke to you a couple times over the course of the year. I know that it was a lot of motivation from the group, felt like not a whole lot of respect for this team. So just give me a little talk that ish right now for me. Just tell me what it's like, D6 champions.
I think it feels great because no one thought we were going to win. We got disrespected all year. And so now we got our respect.
Maybe.
What is this maybe?
I mean,
who knows if they'll pick him next year?
Still, got a lot of people coming back.
Go ahead, Brett. Let's go. What do you got?
I don't know. I love the underdog. You know, it's like when no one believes in you, and then at the end you win the state title. It's like it's a dream come true.
Pretty unbelievable. All right, we got 8 guys in here. It's a full house. PJ Celestino, Lucas Leander, Leary Costa, Jake Colstring, Michael Moriarty, Jerry Esposito, Brett Armstrong, Gabe Panero. Guys, this was
It's a full house,
mm-hmm. And it was, I mean, we knew you made your money on defense this year, right? Let's start there because, I mean, you had 3 straight, Abington down 10 gets it in the fourth quarter. You had 3 straight possessions where you turned them over, and then you turned them over on downs. They just couldn't get anything going. What was working defensively?
Everything was pretty much working defensively. It felt like, you know, just before the game, we all got together and we talked about it, just play our Rockland defense, hold them down. And that's exactly what we came out and did, just hard Rockland football.
Yeah, it was, I got to tell you, we were up in the booth watching before the game, and I have to say, I mean, this is my fault again, I'll admit it, kind of doubting the preparation side of things a little bit. You guys were out of control pregame. Like, we're in the booth, no crowd mic or anything. We're like in the 300 level, and we can hear you clear as day. PJ were out of control, just absolutely mad on the field. And we're like, these guys are going to be burnt out by game time. Talk to me about the energy walking onto the field, because clearly, there for the first time in 21 years, you guys were feeling it.
That's kind of, we wanted to be there all year, and to finally get to just walk on the field and just stop warming up and stuff, it was a crazy feeling.
Once the game kind of got underway, do you think playing against Abington actually made it kind of easier, would you say, since you know them so well, or do you think it was more intense?
I think, like, it was still a big game, and it was still a big moment just because we were playing at Gillette in a state championship.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that really mattered, but, like, yeah, I mean, it was a little bit easier because we knew them a little bit more, and we knew more about them because we already played them, so.
You guys, a lot was made of this, right? It's cross-town rivalry. Two towns that know each other so well and I think are really friendly, but take me into the matchup. Is it gone once the whistle blows? Is it as, I guess, ardent a rivalry as it's ever been? Do you hate the kids on Abington? Or, you know, is it like, all right, this is just another team in front of us?
You know, there's obviously some kids that we don't like. some kids I don't like, some kids for Coley doesn't like, but, you know, there's still kids over there that, you know, like for an hour I was talking with Tommy just mid-game, like he was running his route, I was talking to him when we were walking back to our huddles. So, you know, some kids you don't like.
All right,
wow.
I like that, PJ. I gotta appreciate it. We got a no frills interview right here. That's great. Well, hey, you're the champs, you can, it's, you're sitting here,
you can do whatever I want.
All right, so let's kind of go through the game a little bit. You guys come right out. Lucas, you started things off with a touchdown. That drive, it's always kind of a mixed bag of what you see from teams, right? It's who arrives there and arrives at a moment that's a little bit too big for them, and it takes them a little bit to settle into the game and get used to being at Gillette. that wasn't it for you guys. Right down the field, touchdown. Tell me just about that first drive. You know, what was working and how big was it to set the tone early like that?
We got a couple big plays right from the beginning, and then we got inside the 10, and then we had a few loss of yards plays, and then we ran a nice play out of trips, and he hit me right on the pylon, and I toe-tapped and got in, and it was just a good drive all around.
Mm-hmm. And how big is it? When you start like that, you get them back on their heels, you already...
We had all the momentum starting from right there, and we didn't lose it all game, so we kept it, and we just kept going all game.
That's huge against them. They like to play off momentum. You know, mm-hmm. whenever they get a pick or something, they'll always go for the big yep. play. Home run ball, as LaCroix would call it, but, you know, we kind of shut that down, so...
That's awesome. Very well, good. Very next drive, you kind of reclaim momentum again. Gabe, I had you for the fumble recovery. Is that right on the next play?
That's right, yeah.
Awesome. Take me through that play. Ball's on the ground. You go and get it.
It was just like, it happened so quick. The ball snapped, and I saw the ball on the ground, and instincts just kicked in. I had to jump on it. Me and the kid were, like, battling for it while we was on the ground. You know, it was, like, in my arms. He was trying to rip it out. And then I just had my teammates, like, covering me, and so I just held on to that ball for my life. And I came up with it, and, you know. The adrenaline started kicking right there.
That's fantastic. Again, it's kind of back and forth in there. You start the second half with another really big drive. PJ, you cap this one off. You get up 13-0. It's still early in the game. There's so much time left. But what was the feeling on the sideline with that big lead?
We got it.
Right then
really?
And there.
I mean, I at that point, I really didn't have any thought that we could lose that game.
Yeah, I had no doubt either. I mean,
going into the game, I didn't think at all that there was any chance we lost, but
and we locked them down the first game, and I thought we were going to lock them down again. I mean, I know everyone else thought we were going to lose because they were on a hot streak, but you know,
we weren't.
We locked them. Right. We weren't though.
You know,
I love this.
This is great.
All right, boys, I got to tell you, this is fantastic. You guys, you march right downfield. All right, so it's 13-0. They kind of established themselves a little bit in the second quarter. They put together a nice drive. That was really it for the ground game, but they did get it going. Izzy Ricketson punches it in. It's a 13-7 game. The next play, I think, is the play of the ball game. I'll give you a chance to take me through your side of things, PJ. But first, who was on the sideline? Give me a show of hands. Who was on the sideline? Who was out there?
I was out there.
Okay.
I was out.
Well, you both raised your...
I know.
First, who's on the sideline? All right. Give me one of you. View from the sideline. What's your thought as PJ gets it up the sideline?
See, right when he kicked it, I knew he was going to return it. I was calling it all day.
Even when the ball was rolling towards the end zone, though?
Oh, yeah. See, you could hear Chucky McDonald. You know, he was screaming, let it go. But,
yep.
You know, everybody wanted
score,
him to take
score,
it.
Score.
Yeah.
And then as soon as he, you know, he found a hole and he got to the end zone. So we started rushing the field because from where I was standing, it looked like he fell at the one,
mm-hmm.
but he fell in the end zone. So we started rushing right. the field. Everybody was hyped.
All right, somebody else on the field for it. What happened there? Did they just over-pursue?
I'm deep with PJ. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I was kind of running with him at the end.
It was your block.
Yeah, I was running down the field with him. You know, I thought he had the sideline. I don't know really know why he cut back in.
Well, I wanted to step on. I wanted to step
on. He just wanted to get hit by one more person.
Wanted to get a little step on, you know what
you
I
know?
Mean?
And then, I mean, we were kind of on the ground together at the end, in the end zone, so.
Yeah. Very cute. Very cute. I got to say, nice moment for you, too. All right, PJ, the moment of truth here. There's no way you were returning that ball when it goes over your head, right?
I thought 100% it was going to roll into the end zone. Like, I did not think it was going to stop short.
I'm asking you now to dissect within seconds, so I know that can be tough, but was there a moment of panic when it stopped short? Yeah.
I thought that, like I said, I thought there was going to be kids just right on me as soon as I turned around. I was just trying to just get out of the end zone, get to, like, the five or something. And then, I forget, I made two people miss. It was after I made 57 miss, I knew I was gone. No one was catching me.
John LaRosa gets a grab at you on the back. It looked from our vantage point like he had a close one, but it didn't end up being that close. But the stiff arm, Deshaun will get at the end. That was,
yeah, you know,
a pretty sweet way to finish it off. All right, we're going to dive more into the second half. The second half was dominated by the defense. We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to the Sports Exchange, 95.9 WATD.
Quinn Kelly, Johnny Rourke, Brendan Connolly. This is the Sports Exchange on 95.9 WATD.
All right, hour number two kicks off. Quinn Kelly, Brendan Connolly with you in studio and the Rockland Football Team, Division VI Super Bowl champions here just talking that talk. No lack of fire in the bellies still. The win didn't do anything to satiate this group, clearly. Still not happy with the pundits. So, all right, let's dive back in here. I promised I'd do it. I guess I got to give the kicker shine. Jerry Esposito, big field goal at the end of the half. Yeah. It's 23-7. In serious, though, you get there. I think that's a huge play in the game, 20-7. They ultimately don't get two touchdowns, but 13-point game, you guys still probably feel like you need a score there. But once it gets up to 16, you knew it was going to force them to get two-point conversions. So you're just going out there, 27-yard field goal. Talk to me about the experience of just kicking at Gillette, Jerry.
Well, that was actually probably some of the smoothest turf I've ever kicked on. It was so consistent, and I hit 45, 50 yards in the beginning with the skinnier NFL
players. I actually saw that. We were down on the field, and I'll tell you what, my guy Bill Vos, who did the games with me, I was like, no, pregame he was hitting it from 45. Yeah, He's like, no, no shot.
The most I've hit was 57 in a practice, so I wasn't very worried about it. So when I got up for the 27-yard field goal, it wasn't very long, so I was confident in it. The holder, Gavin Wardwell, before every kick, he talks me up, and he's like, you got it. So Peter went out for the snap, good hold, and went right down the middle. So, I mean, I wasn't really worried at all. Even though we had the one missed PAT in the beginning, I mean, it is what it is, but...
Yeah, what are you going to do?
It definitely gave us a better league and lead at the end, so...
Yeah, no, absolutely it did. Well, awesome. I have to imagine, I mean, you play on a field that's half a baseball field. I can't imagine. Yeah, it's the easiest place to kick. So
there's a lot of uneven ground there. So
best field in the state.
It's good for learning, though, that's for sure.
That's right. That's right. Your technique better be down. All right, let's get into the second half. They do get a touchdown in the third quarter, but you put them in a position where you kept the lead at 10. That them not getting the two-point conversion there is huge, because they really had to kind of abandon the rush. And once they went to the pass, I have to say, I mean, maybe you can speak to what it is that you're showing him different, but Eddie Riley, in his 2 years, has been pretty damn good against almost every team but you guys. And I think, no disrespect, but three times against you guys, it's been a struggle.
Everyone's pointing at each other saying, I want to talk next.
He was seeing ghosts against Rockland.
He was seeing ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure in like the last, three times we played him, he's thrown what?
Nine picks
or something like that. I mean, that's a credit to the defense, to the D-line, both last year and this year, putting pressure on them, and D-backs locking up.
Jacob, you had a pick in this game. It wasn't off of Eddie. It was off of Drew Donovan there. They go for the lateral play, double pass, and you guys were just not at all fooled by it. Was that something you guys saw in preparation, or it just took too long to develop? You were able to recover?
Yeah, we knew it was going to come at some point. Their first play of the game, they went quads and threw like a little screen to Drew. Mm-hmm. So seeing that, we kind of expected it to be a double pass then, and it wasn't. And then they went back to it. We kind of knew they were going to. I didn't think he was going to throw it because he fumbled it at first, but... Mm-hmm. He kind of chucked it up to the wrong person.
Yeah, we were surprised to see it go out. Michael, you were out there too. I want to get you in here. I know that a lot of you pass a lot this season. From us, it looked like there was a good bit of wind on the field. Did you guys have a sense pregame of like, all right, it might be a little bit? And if you can turn the mic his way, did you feel like it was going to be a little bit difficult to go through the air in the game?
To be honest, no. I didn't sense that much wind.
Okay,
pregame.
We were wondering, because it felt like a lot of balls were short, and maybe that's just good defense. I know you guys had some good pressure making it hard for him to step up, but between the two of you guys, what we had you for. I mean, you guys were able to pass the ball a little bit in the game, but both of you under 100 yards passing. So it was obviously not the game plan. This was a classic, I felt like, Abington-Rockland game, is just one in the trenches in the defense. Let's just go back to that, because second half, they just don't really get anything done. With each turnover, you just made it that much harder for them. And no offense to the offense, the second half didn't go your way. I think you'd admit that, but it didn't have to, because the defense kept going out and making plays. So for the defensive guys in the room, is there a joy in that for you guys? That's so been your identity this year, to have a chance to win the ball game for your team.
Absolutely. Me personally, I only play defense, so I put everything on defense, middle linebacker. I try and hold every run inside to the line of scrimmage, and they obviously started passing a lot more, and I personally like running more because I like hitting people, that's me personally.
Simple formula.
But, we just adjusted. Our coaches have told us to just spread out a little bit more because they kept spreading everyone out, and then I had Clarkie next to me, trusted him just like the back of my hand. You know, whenever I blitz, I know he's there covering the passes. Whenever he blitz, I'm there covering the passes. And then we got all the linemen putting pressure on the quarterback, and then I got trust in my corners and safeties and outside backers to do all that pass coverage stuff that they got their own thing on lockdown. And, you know, just everyone coming in together, and we just played our type of defense.
That's awesome. I want to ask here, too, because I want to step back and look at the season as a whole in a little bit. But first, first title in 21 years. I mean, it's a really special thing. It's a town that, I mean, and I know you guys were around it, but I remember 2 years ago the hype that was there with Dante's team and how, you know, how much people had belief that you guys could go and do something. I know there was a lot of pain with that loss to Ashland. It's a town that, from there, I mean, that was our indication. I felt like you guys were really starving for a championship. It's such a great support around this team from in town. What does it mean to give Rockland another state championship?
Rockland's, like, such a big football town, and, like, we had just so many people give back to us this week, and we just really needed to go out there and win it for the town. And, like, we had so much support all week, and especially when we got back to the school, all the people that were there, and it just felt great to give the town its first actual state championship.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we asked Cohasset about this last go around here. How did you guys feel about the new statewide playoff system?
I like it. I mean, it's a bigger title game, I guess you can say.
Do you think it was easier, more difficult? What? How did it differ from sectionals that you guys have played in the past?
Not really sure.
It's tough, right? You know, this is a group that, I mean, I know younger, didn't get the opportunity.
That's right.
Last
you guys
year,
were young very
group,
young.
So. All right, I do want to ask. We got a chance to talk a little bit with a couple of you at Champions Breakfast, but what did it mean, and does it make it a little bit more special, it being Abington, having that kind of bragging rights thing, or is it just whoever it was, we're state champions?
Yeah.
It's always better against Abington.
It's always better against Abington. It's always worse if we lose, but I mean, you know, it doesn't matter.
We don't lose to Abington anymore.
Oh, Brett. Well, 2-0, I wonder if there's, I mean, you guys weren't even the last time they held the playoffs, not in the same division, so pretty special for Rockland team to get to go 2-0 against Abington. I'm sure that's awesome. Let's step back. I want to ask too, because we were watching a little bit, you know, concerned with the Winthrop game. They mm-hmm. they gave you a game. We were on doing another game while that was going on. So just tell me, it seemed like they gave you a scare. At least I don't know what it felt like there, but
they did.
It seemed like a wake up call because you really fired after that. But talk to me about what you guys took from that game.
You know, LaCorey talked about it at half. Don't come out against Abington like we did against Winthrop, or we'll lose.
Mm.
You know, I said it when we were in the end zone after like the little warm up we do coming out of the half before we went back to our sideline. I said it straight up. I'm not lying to you. If we come out like we did against Winthrop, we'll lose. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to come out firing state championship. They're not just going to quit at half. So it's definitely a big thing to learn from Winthrop.
Yeah, and good job of you guys taking something from that game. Going back over just the season in general, what was there a moment for you guys? I know that there's been a lot of belief in this group. Clearly, this is a headstrong group here. But when did you feel like this was a championship team? Did it start right away from camp? Or was there a moment within the season where we were like, okay, we really can turn it on here?
So always from the beginning of the year, mm-hmm. when we were at summer workouts, we always wanted to win a state championship. You know, after that Middleborough game, I think before that game, I think we were a little bit less of a team. Less of a family, but after that game, we kind of came together more. There was a change of attitude in the locker room, change just everywhere, and we kind of all came together, and it just, we want to see a championship. That's
that's it.
I believed it since, you know, the start of summer workouts, like Luke said, but I think really after that Silver Lake game, because mm-hmm. it was just a battle the whole game, just low-scoring defensive game, you know, I feel like we learned who we were. We kind of found our identity there. And same thing after the Middleborough game. Like, you know, we had kids, like, crying because we lost a regular season game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, after that, I knew that we were not going to lose another game.
Yeah, and, like, we said over and over again, we do not want to have this feeling again.
Nope.
Yep.
And we didn't.
We didn't.
Yeah.
safe to say.
I mean, I just want to make something clear. We didn't play many people against East Bridgewater.
We did not play.
Oh, yeah. No, we
did not play.
Me, Larry, and Jake did not play against East Bridgewater.
We did not touch the field.
Well, I want to ask about that, too. I mean, this doesn't... You did have a chance. I mean, I think it kind of falls by the wayside, but that you could have split the league title there. Was there any decision that went... Did you feel like, hey, we want to go out and play against EB, or was it... No, we're focused on...
When you're on the sideline and you're watching, you know, the freshmen and sophomores get beat up a little bit, I mean, obviously you want to go out there and play, but, oh, yeah, sorry, Mikey, you're out there too, getting killed. But, you know, obviously you want to go out there and play, but...
Poor Mike.
You got to look at the bigger picture. You know, what do you want, a shot at a league title, or do you want a Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's and all comes I mean, down that to. Blackstone Valley team, they were a tough team. We were banged up after that game.
We were.
And so, yeah, we were banged up after that game, and some people needed to rest that week, and everyone came in healthy playing against Abington. So that was the big picture.
Yeah, well, I like it. Well, yeah. Great decision. It pays off for you. Obviously, you get the title. Yeah. Not to demean the league title, but you got the bigger one there, and that's huge for you guys. I want to ask the seniors this first, then I'll give the juniors a chance, but... You led this group to its first state title. Just for you, you know, being the captains on the team, being the senior group on a group that is very young. What does it mean to have been kind of, you know, the rudder that guides that ship?
No, this group right here of juniors and seniors, we all been playing together since we were, you know, first, second grade, third grade. So just to kind of help lead this group, it meant a lot because we've been doing this for a while.
Mm-hmm. Anything to add, Brad? No, you just that's good. I like it.
I mean, Peter said it all.
We win.
Yeah,
I like it. All right,
and a few words.
Yeah,
yeah.
Juniors, I gotta ask. I don't think many groups. I would be so. Let's turn the page. But clearly, you guys are still in game mode, just all tuned up here. So, knowing that you have a young group, how are you feeling? I mean, is this should we be on repeat watch right away?
Yes.
We're all coming back.
Yes.
You know. Me and Jake coming back, Larry's coming back, Michael's coming back. You know, we got, probably 5 or 6 more people starting on both ways coming back, too.
How many seniors losing the offense?
Three. You know, off-season starts tomorrow.
Four. I like it. I like it, boys. All right.
Tomorrow.
Well, congratulations. This was a lot of fun. It was a great game. You gave us a really entertaining one to do. I'm glad we got a chance to. I'm sure we'll see some of you guys in the basketball season and otherwise. But congratulations, state champions, and... First in 2 decades, that's pretty special.